thank goodness Good Manners Month is over so that Barry Stewart Mann can tell this story.
Families come in all shapes and sizes. Always have, always will. Still, there's a stereotype, an idea of what a normal family looks like, derived, no doubt, from Ozzie and Harriet, Donna Reed, and the Brady Bunch. Well, for better or worse, that's kind of what my family looked like. That's why, though I'm in favor of families of all shapes and sizes, I think that there are certain advantages that might come from having two parents not of the same gender. They have different skills, play different roles, and balance each other out. Now, I have to warn you, some folks might find this story a bit unsettling, a tad vulgar, or just plain rude. Please, rest assured, it will soon be over. I was about 8 years old. My sister was 10, my brother was 5. We were all in the room my brother and I shared behind the door. My father was there, too, a businessman, still wearing his shirt and tie. We were waiting for dinner. We might have been discussing the vegetable on the menu. Cauliflower is a likely candidate. My mother was hard at work in the kitchen. There we were, and my father was teaching us to eruct, to belch, to burp. Not just allowing us, not just humoring and tolerating us, teaching us. As loving parent to open-eyed children, slowly, carefully, methodically, describing the technique, coaxing our performance, critiquing each attempt. I won't go into details, because those of you who know how to do it don't need to hear details, and those of you who don't know how, well, you probably don't want to hear details. But my father was very good. Pitch, duration, articulation. For him, it was a respectably unrespectable talent to cultivate. We must have sounded like the zoo at feeding time, because in came my mother. She was not pleased. "What in the world are you doing? You're teaching them what? You gotta be kidding!" The lesson was over. Moments later, we sat silently at the dinner table, eating and practicing in our heads. I've always felt that any skill is worth having, as long as you know how and when to use it. And I have used it, several times, in plays, not to mention in the telling of jokes. And so you see why I am thankful that I had two parents that balanced each other so well. And now I'll end this story in the most fitting way I can imagine. I'll take in some air and say, thank you, Dad.